hello to everyone out there in the land of the Boo. Well, I've noticed that there has been a lot of discouragement lately about the so-called updates to Audio Boom. And from what I've heard, I can't say I blame people entirely for their frustration. I know that the new app for iDevices is incredibly difficult to use in comparison to the old one, and that the recent updates have not exactly fixed things. But I just wanted to say, please don't give up on Audio Boom. I really believe that it is an invaluable medium, both for entertainment and information purposes. It's certainly been a boon in my life. It's brought me hours of enjoyment and laughter, and informative and enlightening dialogue. Also, it's given me some really interesting glimpses into people's lives and into their differing perspectives on the world, which, for me, is just amazing, because it's an experience that I couldn't really have had, even through social media. There's something about audio that really brings you into somebody else's universe, as it were. That the written word, as wonderful as it is, just can't do. Not on something like Twitter, where you only have 140 characters, or Facebook, which is also limited in its way. So I know that many of you are frustrated and discouraged, and I'm really sorry to hear that. But don't give up entirely. There are workarounds for the things that you're finding difficult right now. Now, I should say, before I go on to anything else, that I do not have an iDevice, and I never have, so I can't claim to know the ins and outs of this app, and how it works as opposed to the old one. All I know is what I've heard. Now, what I have heard does sound incredibly frustrating, I must admit. But there are ways to mitigate that. If you have access to a computer, you can use the website to do everything that you could in the app. Now, that might not be as easy for you as using your iDevice, but it's actually very user-friendly and accessible. The website does require Flash, but for screen reader users, don't worry, take heart, the buttons are all labeled, it's all very accessible indeed. I have had to use the website to do everything ever since I got an Audio Boo account, and actually even before I got an Audio Boo account, because I used to listen to friends' boos before I actually considered getting an account myself. You can listen to boos very easily, upload your own boos, send and listen to DMs, comment, follow people, like boos, make playlists. Everything that you can do in the app is very easy to do on the website. If you have a microphone, either an internal one on your computer or a headset mic, you can use any recording software you happen to have to make your posts, and then just drop them into Audio Boo from the website. It's quite simple. Also, I think what you could do, if you really wanted to, is record them with your iPhone, or your iPod, or whatever you happen to have, and then upload them to Dropbox, and then get them into Audio Boo from there. I do know one person that does that. I do not have a very good computer microphone. Frankly, the internal mic on my computer sucks. It's really hideous sounding. It makes me sound as though I'm talking from inside a paper bag. So I don't use that to record my boos. I use an Olympus, which is an older model recorder, so it only records in WMA format. So that means I have to upload the files to my computer and then convert them with iTunes before I can even put them into Audioboom. So it can be a rather timely process, but it still only takes a few minutes. And Audioboom's uploader is way better than it ever used to be. Whatever they did, they made it a heck of a lot more accessible. So at least they got something right. Kudos to them for that. So anyhow, that's all I can really say, folks. I just don't want you to give up entirely on Audioboom just because the app is broken or not working the way it should. And I'm sure that once Audioboom developers get enough complaints, they will be made aware of the situation and they will fix things. So I expect that this is only a temporary problem, and solutions will be found eventually. And until they are, like I said, the website is incredibly accessible and easy to use. So if you do have a computer at your disposal and want to give it a try, I would encourage you to do that. I know of a few people who have decided just summarily to stop using Audioboom because of the problems with the app, and that just makes me really sad, because I would miss any of you if you stopped posting. I really would, and in fact, I do miss a few people who have stopped posting. So please stay with us, guys. I have encountered some truly remarkable people through Audioboom who have really enriched my life. I feel that they have, anyway. Yeah, I'd really miss you all if you didn't post anymore. Anyway, lest I repeat myself and just rehash what I've already said, I shall stop rambling now. I'll just let you know that what you're hearing in the background is a piece by Franz Doppler called Casilda Fantasia, and it's played by Czech flautist and harpist Matej Zupan and Nikoleta Zenzin. Sorry, I may have mangled the Czech a little bit. I'm not very knowledgeable about Slovakian phonetics. So I just used my probably rather scanty knowledge of German phonetics to try and figure out how their names were pronounced. Because you can't rely on JAWS to pronounce things properly. Not Eastern European things, anyway. So, yes. If I have mangled their names, I do apologize. And someone can possibly enlighten me. But yes, I think it is Matej Zupan and Nikoleta Zenzin. And as you can hopefully hear, they are excellent musicians. This is my second favorite Doppler piece. The fantasy that he wrote for flute and piano is something that I like better, I think. But this is really nice, too. Anyhow, yes, I shall stop waffling now and speak to you all later. So, please don't give up. Hold on, stay with us. It'll all work out somehow.